Hello there. You are listening to a new episode of the Darius Varou Show. How are you? How are you doing? What is currently stressing you out? And I'm asking what and not whether something is stressing you out, because in today's world, it's impossible to find someone who is not stressed about anything. Maybe somewhere in the woods or in remote societies, but still, those folks are probably stressed out about finding food or surviving in general. But in our modern lives, we don't have to worry about that. However, we do worry about all kinds of other things, like what is so-and-so thinking about me? What if I lose my job? What if the economy falls apart? What if I lose my money? Or what if I get sick? Now, I read this alarming statistic recently from research in the Netherlands, and it said that 13% more people took sick leave due to mental reasons compared to before the pandemic. So stress and anxiety and burnout is more rampant these days, and I can see the effects in day-to-day life. I feel like people are more agitated in traffic, in stores, at work. Now, I don't deal with a lot of people in my work, but we have a family business. And from the stories that I'm hearing from suppliers and from manufacturers, etc., everyone is still on edge. Still a lot of supply chain issues 2 years after things were supposed to be normal. And I remember thinking about these things and talking about supply chain, etc., in the pandemic, 2021. Even 2022, where I was thinking, it's like, yeah, this is going to be another financial crisis type event, where the financial crisis happened 2008-09, and then people started to take a little bit more risk and buy homes and get the economy into high gear in 2015-16, 7 to 8 years, I would say then. So that took about 7 to 8 years. Now, when did the pandemic officially end? I think officially in 2023, somewhere late 2022. So it's not that long ago, and we probably will deal with these effects in the physical world and in the economy for at least a few more years. Mentally, that is a different issue. And I was talking about this with my mother the other day, where we're talking about how people have changed since COVID. People are just more aggressive and on edge. And that is because of certain reasons. People are not that way just like because they like it or whatever. You know, that thing hurt people. And it's a cliche, but it's true. So everybody has issues, who's lashing out, etc. People have a lot of stress at work, a lot of pressure to perform, to earn. Things are getting more expensive. And also people want more. And this is a new thing, I think. You know, look at when I was in college and university and the first few years after I got out of college and started a business, it was normal to start from the bottom and drive a beater car or save money and have a small house and save money on a bunch of things. And now everybody wants to drive a new car. Everybody wants to have the latest gadgets in their home. And it needs to look like a hotel room or the hotel bathroom. And the house needs to be completely luxurious. And you need to wear really nice and cool clothes. You need to go on multiple vacations every year. And where do you think that desire comes from? Social media, of course. And what do you think that pressure does to you mentally? Right? So everybody wants more. Everybody wants to get faster results, and as a result, people burn out. People are more anxious. We experience more stress. So I published an article about this recently, and in the article I share mental exercises to help you tame stress and anxiety. It's on my blog. Check out the link that I'll put in the description of this episode. In the article, I share 5 techniques, and I want to talk to you about one of the techniques a little bit more in depth in this podcast. So it's what I call the 5-minute worry time strategy, because worrying is completely normal. It's weird if you don't worry. It means there's probably something wrong. Now, the thing is, when you let worry to take over your entire mental energy and mental space, then it becomes detrimental. So the first thing that I want to share is that don't have an aversion to worrying. Don't think it's something bad, because I know there are a lot of people in the whole positive psychology and positivity space and manifesting things, and they have this idea that you always need to be positive, but it's just not realistic. It doesn't make sense. So they get this aversion for negativity, and they try to tuck it away and try to hide from it, and then eventually it will pop up. You know, it's like, you can't run away from it. You can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide, buddy. So worrying is a natural part of life, so you have to accept it and embrace it, and also use it as a tool, as a technique, or as a sign that something is wrong or something is about to happen if you don't course correct. So what I recommend is, every time that you feel stressed and you know what it feels like physically, some people feel this weird feeling in their stomach, right, when they think about something that is giving them stress. Some people feel pressure on their chest. Some people have a little bit difficulty breathing. And those things happen, and then they get a little bit more worked up, and then they think, oh, maybe there's something wrong with me physically. Could be. It's always good to be cautious, but also make sure that you instantly address the mental side of this. And if you want to go to a doctor, and that is also really good, because it's good to be cautious, but always start with the thing that you control and the thing that you can do immediately, which is to focus on addressing your thinking process and making sure that you don't allow yourself to drive yourself crazy. And here is a strategy that you can use to prevent yourself from going crazy, and it's what I call 5-minute worry time. So every time that you see that you are getting anxious, don't run away from it. Don't try to hide it with positivity. Don't try to brush it off. Don't try to put it under the rug like you're cleaning your house and you're like, yeah, I don't want to clean this stuff. I'll just use a broom and put everything under the rug, right? Still there. You have to clean it somehow or sometime. So acknowledge the worry. Acknowledge that there are some things bothering you, and accept that you are not Superman or a rock, right? You have feelings, you have emotions. And for 5 minutes, and of course, you don't have to take it literally, but for some time, allow yourself to think about all of the things that are stressing you out and get involved, because you might meditate. And you might have read my stuff on mindfulness, where I say, okay, just observe your thoughts, but don't follow through. When you start to drive yourself crazy, don't feed that feeling. Now I'm saying the opposite. For 5 minutes, actually do drive yourself crazy and continue with those worrying thoughts. And you might be thinking to yourself, why is he saying this? What is the purpose? Well, people who read my blog and people who listen to this podcast are in general conscientious people. It means that you probably take yourself and your life a little bit too seriously, and you think a lot, and you tend to overthink. So this technique is meant to make you think, I'm actually overreacting a little bit, and I'm not really talking about that aspect in the article, and this is why I record these podcasts, to give a little bit more insight. So when you do this technique and you start driving yourself a little bit crazy, start thinking to yourself, oh man, what if I lose my job and then can't pay the bills, and I'll lose my house, and I'll be, you know, on the street, and then what? And then you start thinking, well, actually, will that happen? I can probably find another job, and you know, it's not the end of the world. If I lose my job, there's other things that I can do. And I have some savings and yeah, it's all right. Let's get going. Let's move on. You know, while if you kind of let those worries linger and either try to brush them off, or when you think about the same thing over and over all day or every day. Oh, what if I lose my job? What if I lose my job? What will happen to me? That is way worse than just sitting down or laying in your bed and driving yourself a little bit crazy to the point where it becomes stupid. And that's the goal. Just do it. Honestly, you will be surprised by how effective this is. And I do this all the time because, look, we can all be drama queens sometime. And especially when it comes to this topic, and especially towards ourselves. So do it. Drive yourself a little bit crazy. And then after a while, you get tired of it. And you're like, yeah, dude, just stop being so weird. Just get on with your life. Focus on what you control. Move on. And that is it. So I hope you found this useful. Give it a try. Let me know what you think. And until the next episode, like always, take care.